It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now we want to switch our attention to a couple of local teams today that are fighting for playoff berths. And the first one being the Wild. Can they hang on? Can they get to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs? And right now we're pleased to be joined by Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. Jess, good to visit with you.
Hey, Steve, how are you? I'm spending a rainy day at the hockey rink, so what could be better, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's 70 and sunny. It's like I'm going into a rink. I know you would do that anyway, but today is the kind of day where you don't mind being indoors. I would rather be at the Xcel Energy Center than outside at Allianz Field tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and this should be a good one. It's kind of in a unique situation for the Wild, kind of doing a home and home here with the New Jersey Devils here tonight in St. Paul against the Devils. And then turn around Monday, they play in Newark against the same team. And John Hines said it's almost a little bit of a preview of what playoffs are going to be like, where you see the same opponent over and over, and maybe a good little prep for a team that's putting itself in a pretty good position to make the playoffs now, especially after that big win on Thursday against a Washington team that's been one of the best in the NHL all season.
Well, and Jess, a huge win considering how much each point means to the Wild if they want to get into the Stanley Cup playoffs. That was a gigantic win.
Absolutely. And, you know, everything's getting tighter at this point of the year. You almost can't help but be a scoreboard watcher, especially when you look at what St. Louis has done. You know, they made the midseason coaching change. They brought in Jim Montgomery. They've gotten relatively healthy. Now they're adding Jimmy Snuggerud to the mix for a team that's already won 8 games in a row. It's kind of fun to see and kind of nipping at the heels of everybody in the Western Conference, this St. Louis team that kind of came out of nowhere because there weren't a lot of expectations for them early in the season, but they've got Jordan Binnington in goal. He's playing great. You know, he backstopped Canada to that win in the Four Nations faceoff. So here come the Blues, and hold on, because they're charging hard.
Yeah, and by the way, a goal differential, for what it's worth, positive, plus 16. The Wild, the only team other than the Columbus Blue Jackets above the playoff line at the moment with a negative goal differential. That's unusual.
And you know what's weird about that is some of the games the Wild have lost, you know, they win these tight 3-2 games or 4-2 games where they get an empty net goal, and then Edmonton or Vegas or somebody like that will come in and beat them, you know, 7-2 or something like that. So
right. It's
maybe a little deceiving because they've had a couple of games that have just kind of gotten lopsided on them. But this is a team that, generally speaking, plays pretty good defense, you know, and that's what you want come playoff time, is you win with defense, and you know, if you can score some goals, that's great too.
All right, as we get ready for this 5 o'clock start on a Saturday night at the Xcel Energy Center, the Wild and the Devils, any updates on Kirill Kaprizov? Is he skating? Is he getting anywhere near skating and getting ready to return?
We walked into the practice rink this week, and for the first time in seemingly forever, there's Joel Eriksson Ek on the ice. There's Kirill Kaprizov on the ice. They're working hard. They're looking like guys who are raring to get going. Now, officially, they started skating this week, but frankly, they looked like guys who had been on the ice before this week. They didn't look, you know, taking those tentative first strides or anything like that. When pressed, the Wild admitted, you know, they have been doing kind of some rehab skating just with trainers. So this is their first time really back on the ice in full equipment, doing drills, stuff like that. That's the good news. Here's the bad news. 3-game trip in the New York City area coming up after today. Monday they play the Devils. Wednesday they play the Rangers. Friday they play the Islanders, all of them on the road. John Hines has said those two guys are coming on the road trip, but he doesn't expect them to play yet. One of the great lines this week, you know, he said they're still week to week. And Mike Russo, my friend who writes for The Athletic, said, yeah, but you're running out of weeks. So that's the problem. You know, 9 games left in the regular season as of today. So if these guys are going to get back in the regular season and make an impact, you would think it's got to be pretty soon.
Yeah, so there's that. For the Wild, and as they try to get in, the numbers are still pretty good. They've played 73, as you pointed out. Vancouver, the first team out, they've played 73, and they have 81 points, so 6 in the rearview mirror of the Wild. A team that might be a little bit more of a concern, the Calgary Flames. They've only played 71 games. They have 2 in hand, and they have 79 points. So it depends on what they do with those games in hand. But the Wild just have to find a way. A point or two is all they're looking for over the final 9, and that should be, you know, averaging a point over the final 9 should be enough.
You don't want to look too far ahead, but I glanced at the Wild schedule coming up in April. They've got this 3-game road trip to the New York City area, then a couple home games, and then get this, Steve. You mentioned Calgary. You mentioned Vancouver. The Wild go to Calgary and Vancouver for a back-to-back, I think it's a Friday-Saturday game. You know, those could essentially be elimination games, depending on how things shake out here in the next week and a half or so.
I do want to get an update. You mentioned Snuggerud joining the Blues. That means the Golden Gopher men's hockey team is out. They went to Fargo. They go to overtime. There's a lot of hand-wringing, gnashing of teeth of the officiating late in the game. Nevertheless, I would have to say for this program, in the history of this program, an early exit in the NCAA tournament is not acceptable.
First time a Bob Motzko team has gone one and done in the NCAA playoffs. He's taken them there 5 years in a row. Obviously not happy with anything that transpired in Fargo the other night. You mentioned the officiating. That was very controversial. A couple of key no calls, and UMass scored on those no calls. There was a moment where Liam Soulier, the Gophers goalie, broke a skate lace, which takes a while to repair because you got to take out the old lace. You got to unhook pads. You got to rehook pads, all of that. Yeah. Referees just wouldn't give him time to do it and said, no, you can't. You have to put in a different goalie. So they're forced to switch goalies, put in Nathan Airey cold, and literally 5 seconds later, UMass scores on their first shot. You know, that was controversial. It's like, hey, this is the NCAA tournament. Can't you give a goalie a time to get his equipment right? Whatever. Bottom line is you're up 3-1 in the third period. You got to win that game. You know, there's no excuses for that. Even with the questionable officiating, they were a stronger team than UMass and just, you know, made key mistakes at key times. Bob Motzko said going into that one, we can't beat ourselves. And frankly, there were moments where there were self-inflicted problems, and they're done for the season as a result. Disappointing, obviously, for a team that won a share of the Big Ten title, and they had designs on going a lot deeper into the playoffs. And now you're seeing a quick revamp of their roster in the fact that Jimmy Snuggerud yesterday signs with the Blues. Earlier this morning, Sam Rinzell and Oliver Moore both signed with the Blackhawks. They're going to be playing tomorrow night for Chicago already. And this afternoon, Matthew Wood signed with the Nashville Predators. So those are four of your top five scorers gone in the blink of an eye. All of them had eligibility remaining. So this is going to be a very different roster next fall when they take the ice at 3M Arena at Mariucci.
Yeah, so a bummer for the Golden Gophers and Bob Motzko for sure. Hey, Jazz, I know you got a run game coming up with the Devils. Thanks, as always, for the time.
Always great to talk hockey, Steve. You have a great evening.
All right. There he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. One thought, you got four players who immediately sign deals and end up in the NHL. And you got to wonder when these guys get to the postseason, are they 100% focused on what's going on with the Golden Gophers? Or are they thinking, if we get beat tonight, I'm going to be in the NHL next week? And it is what it is, and that's the goal, to ultimately take the next step and ideally make a living. But you got to wonder, you know, it's kind of like, so we got beat. See you guys. 10 minutes now in front of five here at News Talk, 830-WCC.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yo.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.